Hi, everyone. It's always difficult to preach after Mike, isn't it? Well, before to start, I need to tell you something. I don't really speak English. In fact, I know that many of you can speak Spanish better than I can speak English. But I try to speak in English for three reasons. First of all, because they never told me that I can speak in preach in Spanish. Well, the second reason is because this conference is in English. So I wanted to respect that and to make an effort. Amen. And the third thing, I will tell you later before to finish this message. Well, I have 15 minutes, so let's get to the point. I know that you know the importance of missions and the need of missionaries. I know that you know that because every year you have this same conference to remember the Great Commission and Amen. And to encourage you to participate in the many ways of the mission fields. I know that you know the importance and the need of more missionaries. So I prefer to talk to you about the other need. I mean, the decision making. Because, and this is my personal opinion, we need a third generation of missionaries from Oak Knoll. You did a great job in the 70s and 80s, and you are doing a great job in the 2000s to the present. But now, with this new generation, we need a third generation of missionaries from Oak Knoll. Regardless your age or your position, we need you. There are in Mexico and in Poland new generation that do not discern between their right hand and their left hand. And the population rate is increasing rapidly. I know the plan of action. I know the strategy. You founded a church and then you left that church and that church has the responsibility to prepare, to equip, and to send another missionaries. I know that is tragedy. In Zacatecas, we're in that way. But the population rate is increasing rapidly. And there is a tremendous need for more missionaries. There are, you have the chance for this one. Okay. I don't want to say more about that. Please look in your Bible in Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 11. Okay. The Bible says, "So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days." It's a short verse, isn't it? I want you to focus on these first four words. I came to. For me, these four words mark the end of Nehemiah's current life and the beginning of his new one. All life and new life in these four words. This verse, for me, indicates the end of the first part of the book and introduces us to the second part. All life and new life. In this verse, he proclaimed that he will no longer serve the king, but will serve the King of Kings. Amen. As a leader of these people. God never reveals to Nehemiah face to face. Yeah, they don't have an appointment. But God was speaking with Nehemiah in the circumstances. And I want to focus on those circumstances because maybe God is speaking with you in your circumstances and may this help to you to make a decision. Let's go. First of all, God says to Nehemiah that asking is no longer enough. He has to make a decision. He must go to Jerusalem. Yeah? Because the book starts with not with Nehemiah as a person of action. The book starts with Nehemiah being an asking person. Remember that? In chapter 1, Nehemiah asked to Hanani about the Jews that had escaped. There is no wrong with asking. It's not bad. Some of you asked me about the church in Zacatecas. Asking is good. Asking shows interest. You ask me because you are interested in Zacatecas. Okay. But maybe for some of you, asking is not enough. You must go. You have to make a decision. Many of you have already heard about the importance and missions. And for some of you, asking is not enough. And seriously, if you want, you can ask me anything you want. But I'm afraid that for some of you, you don't need more information. You need to make a decision. And maybe in some months, I can hear you saying the same words Nehemiah said. So I came to Mexico. So I came to Poland. For Nehemiah, asking were not enough. And for Nehemiah, lamenting wasn't enough. Remember that? When Hanani told Nehemiah that things in Jerusalem were not so good, then he sat and wept and mourned. Lamenting is necessary because it's a sign of mercy and compassion. When you know that there are people on their way to hell, a real and permanent danger, you need to weep for them. But if you have already heard about the needs of Mexico and Poland, maybe for you, lamenting is not enough. You have to make a decision. You must go. Believe me, supporting missionaries and their families is great. And for some of you, this is how you participate in this war camp. But guys, we need more soldiers out there. How many times do you need to hear that in these countries we need you? How many times is necessary for you to make a decision? I want to tell you a third thing. Asking is not enough. Lamenting is not enough, and I think that praying is not enough. When Nehemiah wept about the situation in Jerusalem, he started to pray. Remember that? Some scholars say that he prayed and fasted for 4 months. That's a lot of time. I don't know if you have ever prayed for so long. I know that prayer is necessary. It's absolutely necessary. We need your prayers. Our churches needs your prayers. Our pastors, our elders, our men, our women, our children, everybody needs your prayers. Please don't stop. I need your prayers right now. And I know that you were doing this for a long time, and I want to say thank you. thank you for praying us. But now, I'm here to tell you that for some of you, it's no longer enough. You're asking so much, you're lamenting so much, and you pray so much, and now you need to make a decision. You must go. God never tells Nehemiah to go. But when he asks, when he lament, when he pray about the people in Jerusalem, it doesn't fix anything. Then the king saw Nehemiah, and he saw so sad. And he asked, why you are so serious? There is a problem. And the Bible say that he get afraid because he knew in this moment that God is giving the opportunity to make something. Let me ask you something. Have you ever prayed for mission for a long time? Have you ever prayed for mission for a long time? I know that some of you is doing right now. But look this. Nehemiah was the response of his own prayers. Yeah. Nehemiah was the response of his own prayers. And maybe you are too. Nehemiah wanted the good for the people in Jerusalem. And God says, you are the good for the people in Jerusalem. Yeah? Do you want the good for the people in Poland? For the people in Mexico? You want it? Maybe. Think about it. Maybe you are the good for those people. And not because God cannot use others, but because he's giving the opportunity to you now. And the question is, what will you do? Yes, Nehemiah went to Jerusalem. He changes his life for a new one. He gets a promotion, but not without first going through these stages that teach us that for some of you, the difference between doing the ordinary and the extraordinary is accepting, understanding that asking is not enough, that lamenting is not enough, and praying is not enough. I know that you will hear some excellent preachers that will tell you about the importance and needs of mission. Open your ears and your heart. Listen to them. But to begin with, I tell you that it all comes down to making a decision. Remember that I told you that I have three reasons to speak in English? Well, it's difficult to me to speak in English, as you obviously see. But I try to show you that when it's difficult, the difference between doing and not doing is a decision. It's just a decision. Missions are difficult. Yeah. But if I come here and preach in another language, you can go to Mexico too. You can go to Poland too. Yeah. You need to respond your calling. This is my first time preaching in English, and I feel that if I had preached in Spanish, I would have done much better. Some of you have heard me in Spanish and may agree with that. But, well, thank you. Thank you, sir. And that will also happen to you, too. Because maybe you will feel that if you preach in San Antonio in your own language, you will do better. But if you have the calling, you must respond to the calling. So, be brave. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to make a bad pronunciation. Don't be afraid to raise your hand and to respond to your calling. I have plans to come back in the future. And I think if I have the opportunity, the next time I will do it better. So you can do it too. You can go up to Mexico, try to speak in Spanish, and every time you speak in that language, you will do better and better and better. That's not an obstacle. You need to make a decision and go. Don't let this just another conference, one of many. Make the difference now. Respond to your calling. I know that Texans like to preach the Bible. So you can preach the Bible in Mexico. Yeah. I know the Texans like to read their Bibles. You can do it too in Mexico or in Poland. Yeah, you can do it. I know that Texans like to tell everyone what they have to do. You can do it in Mexico too. I know that Texans like to shoot their guns. But, wait a minute. Don't do that in Mexico. Okay, all I want to say is that for some of you, it's time to make a decision. And maybe the next time we meet, I can hear you saying the same words Nehemiah said. Well, Marco, these circumstances were in my life, so I came to Chihuahua. So I came to Veracruz. So I came to Sinaloa. Only Mexican cities, isn't it? Corey, give me two cities in Poland. Those. So, come on. You choose the difficult ones. And when someone say, why? Why you do that? Why you make that decision? You can show interest for them. You can pray for them. You can lament for them. You may say, yeah, I did it for a long time. And I'm still doing that. But I realized that for me, those three things were not enough. Well, I really appreciate to be with you. Amen. Oh, sorry, I'm in Texas. With y'all. So, God bless y'all, and God bless this conference. Amen. Thank you so much.